Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 37 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and today we are visiting the world of 2000s Japanese wrestling, a time when New Japan stumbled, All Japan had a surprising resurgence, and MMA and pro wrestling were deeply intertwined, so very unrelated to the events of today. And what a panel of guests we have. We have two men who pioneered coverage of the scene, and another who may not have been born yet. So up first, he pioneered wrestling podcasting with the Purisu Power Hour. He co-hosts Wrestling Observer Live, still the big audio nightmare covering Japanese wrestling to this day. I probably heard this man speak more than many of my close relatives. It's Mike Sempervivi. Mike, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Joe. Thank you for having me on this program today with this illustrious panel that we have here.
All right. And up next, he pioneered pro wrestling podcasting with Purisu Power Hour. Dr. Keith Presents AEW stuff. He still goes to hardcore shows. It's Dr. Keith. Keith, how you doing?
Joseph, thank you for having me up way past Case's bedtime. I'm very happy to be here to talk about a subject that I think none of us, you know, it's the 2000s are a very interesting time in Japanese pro wrestling, and I'm sure that no one will get any points during this. It'll basically become like that Saturday Night Live Jeopardy skit, except Mike and I are just going to be arguing over who does a better Norm MacDonald / Don Fry. But no, seriously, it's a pleasure to be here with the other people that are on this call, and I'm looking forward to getting 0 points.
Don't say so. Sure, I think some things will be right up your alley, but
all the hustle questions, right?
Our third contestant, he pioneered podcasting about Dragon Gate or Toriumon for our purposes. And he is still disgustingly young. He's being penalized points for that already. It's Case Lowe. Case, how you doing?
Oh my goodness. It's funny. When Joe invited me on the show, he was like, I want to have you on. I think this is your wheelhouse. And I was like, I don't know if it is or not. And I've just had this pit in my stomach all day long, knowing that I'm going to have to do a list them and learn them at some point today. Never my specialty when I'm on this show, but always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Joe.
All right. I would like to point out here, I don't think Case was actually born during this decade. So I would like that to be put in the record. I'd like that to put on the notes, on the transcript of this podcast, please.
I was born in 99. I'm a 90s kid, basically.
Okay, well, then that's totally fine. If I call you Adam at any time, don't be.
All right, we have 5 rounds of Power Pack trivia, so let's dive in with round 1 of Who Beat Who. This game, I'll give you a wrestler and accomplishment. You tell me who they beat or who beat them for it. So if I said Kenny Kobashi winning the GHC title, hopefully you respond Mitsuharu Misawa. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Semp, you're up first. Are you ready?
No, but I will accept the question anyway.
All right, you get Hiroshi Tanahashi winning his first IWGP heavyweight title. Who did he beat?
Was it Hiroyoshi Tenzan?
No, it was Giant Bernard. A tournament final for that.
Yes. Right. Giant Bernard's going to be pissed when he hears this.
All right, Keith, you get Yuji Nagata winning his first IWGP title.
Okay, let me think about this. Dude, my dude, Tadao Yatsuda, right?
That's correct.
God bless that man and his awful gambling debts.
How do you give Keith the Blue Justice question? That's the one I need.
Because it was a Tadao, and you remember how much I love saying his name. It's like Yoyogi. It just flows out the tongue. It's beautiful. And more importantly, I already have more points than I thought I would get on this game, so everything else is bonus.
All right, Case, you get Hiroyoshi Tenzan winning his first IWGP title.
Masahiro Chono.
Oh, it was Takayama he beat.
Ah, bummer.
Two, all right. Sam, back to you. You get Misawa winning his first GHC title.
Oh, God. No. No, was it Akiyama?
Oh, very close. It's Takayama.
God, again with the
half a point for that, I would say.
What is all this PWF love going on here?
I think it's an NWF love, really.
Was it NWF? That's what it was. See, this
I only know about this because I literally have spent like the last 2 hours waiting to get on this call and trying to bone up on 2000s Japan history and understanding why my son doesn't study.
All right, Keith, back to you. You get Takayama winning his first GHC title. Who did he defeat?
God, who the hell did he defeat during that time? So it was later on. I remember that. And it was past because he was freelancing for a while. Who the hell did he beat? Oh God. It was Ogawa.
Ogawa is correct.
Oh, my God.
A terrible time for it. Was like one of those times in Noah where you were just like, oh, this is great. Wait, they put the belt on Ogawa? Is it because two jackasses in the States are doing a podcast about this now and need something to complain about?
All right, Case, you get Akira Taue winning his first GHC title.
Taue won the belt from Takeshi Rikio.
Oh, Rikio is correct. Pulled that one out. Oof.
Nice.
Did not say final answer.
Yeah, no, I nailed that one. Very proud of myself.
Right. Okay, Sam, back to
Rikio
you.
Rikio probably is too, as he's listening.
Huge fan.
All right, Sam, back to you. You get Satoshi Kojima winning his first Triple Crown.
God, I don't know why I'm thinking Taiokea, and it wasn't. It was, Akiyama?
Oh, it was Kawada he beat.
Son of a bitch!
All right.
Do I have negative points yet?
No, you're just zero. You're still,
Is there a way we can find a zero?
Where I've been at my whole life.
All right, Keith, back to you. You have Suwama winning his first Triple Crown.
Oh, good Lord. Like, this is a problem because that was the time where I think I was actually doing a pro wrestling podcast about Japan, and I stopped caring about Japan. Oh, God. Let me
It'll
think.
Have that around effect that on you.
No, I know. You should know. That's a problem where you've been doing this for like 20 years. So like that early years. And also like when you have kids, you have to realize that the useless knowledge gets disposed of first and then the useful knowledge goes. So you might not be able to poop correctly, but at the same time, you could remember stuff at times. Oh, God, it was either Minoru Suzuki or it wasn't Kea. Kensuke.
Kensuke Sasaki is correct.
Shit.
That remains perfect.
So I was just spit some gum up and it unfortunately hit the fucking ceiling.
Wow.
Fired up.
It's up there with the pencils where you have your Memorial David Letterman garden.
And you know, one day one of those pencils is going to get down and totally like kill me. But, you know, that's the best way to go when you think about it.
All right, Case, you have Shinya Hashimoto winning his first Triple Crown.
Was that Kawada?
It was Muda.
Ah.
Back to you. I'm going to give you Naomichi Marufuji winning his first GHC junior title.
Now, remember, Mike, the juniors didn't draw for Noah. So I'm just going to sit there and tell you that right now.
I remember. Yes, Kenta and Marufuji. And I mean, what could you do with a guy like Takashi Sugiura? I mean, you know, what a bum. He'll never be your world champion. God. And I didn't like the Noah Juniors either. Did Adam write this question? He loved those guys.
probably did.
Let's say like Akitoshi Saito. I honestly can't remember.
Was it Bushi King Junior title?
King Terry, man. Junior title.
Damn, junior title.
It wasn't even a junior. Come on, we need another better guess than that.
Oh God,
Dragon Soldier B.
It was not Kashin. Stop it. Oh God. Was it? It wasn't. Was it Ishimori?
Oh, it's the Kiowa.
Oh my God, Bobby Brain Killer. Oh man.
All right, Keith, you get Yoshinobu Kanemaru winning his first JC Junior title all those many, many years ago.
Good Lord. That's way before my time. Let's think about this for a second. So Kanemaru, was that Ogawa as well?
No, he beat Juventud Guerrera in a tournament final.
Oh, man, I forgot about Juvie's Noah run, you know, because I think about the proximity of Australia and the good Australian shit he used to get his hands on back in the day.
That's when he was extra juicy.
Oh, so juicy, baby.
All right, Case. Well, this is how it rolled out, but Jushin Liger winning the Open the Dream Gate title.
He beats Don Fuji.
Don Fuji is correct. All right. All right, Sam, final one.
Okay.
All right, and this is a little different for everyone, but please give me the name of someone Yuji Nagata had a shoot fight with. New Japan booking does not count.
Zing!
This is so cold. Mr. 54 Seconds. Well, he had one with Crow Cop.
All right. Miracle Crow Cop is correct. Fedor being the other one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was the 54 second debacle. They were all debacles.
All right, Keith. We need someone Shibata had a shoot fight with during this time frame.
Oh, God. I'm thinking of Shibata, and I'm thinking about the jungle fight right now. I'm just trying to remember who he had during the jungle fight. So, oh, God. What the sure. This, of all the questions, I could sit there and have a jungle fight answer, but yeah, I don't. I'm drawing a blank here.
All right. Well, a couple names here. There's Minowa Man, Sakuraba, and Random Gracie.
That's damn it. I can't believe I forgot about.
All right, Case, your final question. Someone Yoshihiro Takayama had a shoot fight with who is not Don Fry.
That is a bummer. Takayama, let me go through the short list of shoot fighter names that I know. Did he fight Kevin Randleman?
He did not, no. Names included Bob Sapp, Kimo, and Semi Schult. And I think, Kats Fujita as well, so. All right, so at the end of round one, we have Keith in the lead with 3, Case right behind with 2, Mike right behind that with 1. As we head to round 2.
That was a nice
You just did
it.
That so we could do a hustle countdown.
Oh my God, that is how it worked out. As we head to round 2, over under. So this game, I'll give you a category and a number. You tell me if the actual number is over or under the number I gave. So as I said, Ken Kobashi, GHC title reigns in 1.5. You'd hopefully respond under, since he had just 1. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. So, you got a 50-50 chance on this one. Jesus. All right, Keith, you're up first. Are you ready?
This is like taking the SAT, Joe. I mean, like, probably the same damn questions, too. Yes, I'm ready.
I don't know what SATs you took, but... All right. Your category is 5-star matches in Japan during the decade. Your number is 7.5. Are there more or less than that?
I'm going to sit there and say there was less than that.
Under is correct. There were 3.
Yes.
Wow. Sawa Kobashi, Kobashi Akiyama, and the Fuchi Kawada Iska Nagata match. The only 3 of the decade that got 5 wow. stars in Japan.
It's before Dave realized he loved Japan. Sorry.
All right. Case, you have New Japan winning worst promotion in the Observer Awards at 1.5.
I'll take the over on that.
Over is correct. They won it twice. All right, Semp. You have Ken Kobashi winning the Flair Thez MVP award in the Observer at 2.5.
I'll say over.
He won it 3 times, 2003, yep. 4, and 5 he won.
Nice.
All right, Keith, back to you. You have Brock Lesnar matches in New Japan at 10.5.
And he thought he was going to get the China ones. That's what he was really studying.
I was hoping for, like all those great Muta all in cap ones. Can you repeat the question again, Mr.
Brock Lesnar matches in New Japan at 10.5. Do you take the under?
I'm going to say that's – I'm going to go under.
Under the seven. Yep, he had just seven. That's correct.
And they were all five-star classics.
Classics.
even though Meltzer didn't rate him or anything like that. So.
All right. Case, you have Mitsuharu Misawa GHC heavyweight title defenses. For the entire decade, he had three reigns at 12.5.
I am going to take the under on that.
Under is correct. He had nine over those three reigns.
The olden days.
Mm-hmm. God bless. I'm just pulling up my pants right now over my belly button because of that.
All right, Semp, you had... hour-long draws in New Japan at 2.5.
Under.
No, over. There were four. There was Nagata Chono, Kojima Nakamura, Nagata Nakanishi, and a Tenzan Chono Nakanishi Nishimura. Hour-long draw all during the decade.
Oh, my God. Nagata Nakanishi went an hour? Good Lord.
I wonder why we've forgotten all this.
And Kojima and Tenzan were supposed to.
Yeah, they came within like 5 seconds of that.
God bless.
They call him Fat Tenzan or whatever it was after that. Like, give that man a break. He made it that long without dying. You try that. Come on.
Sorry. All right, Keith, back to you. You have the first DDT Peter Pan attendance at 6,500.
Can I steal?
No, you cannot. I'm going to sit there and say over.
Over is correct. It is about 8,900.
I'd like a gate count on that. I don't know if I believe that number.
Yeah, is it the UK turnstiles though?
Yeah, I need to know.
Play here.
All right, Case, you get the first Osaka Hurricane attendance at 5,000.
Wow.
Claimed attendance, I should say.
Plus. I will once again ride with the under here.
No, claimed over of 7,800.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know about that.
Super interesting.
Super Delphin packing them in. All right. Mike, Semp, back to you. You get Yuji Nagata, IWGP title defenses at 14.5 over his two reigns.
Ooh, because he had a long reign. He was beating Boss and they try. Yeah, I'm going to actually go. It's got to be close, but I'll go with over.
That was the under 12.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Keith, back to you. You have Tiger Mask 4 IWGP Junior title reigns during the decade at 5.5.
I'm going to go under.
Nope, 6. He has 6.
Damn it. Over. Fuck. Are we including the time he lost it to Mike Quackenbush at Fight Fest? Because I officially put in a telegram to David Marquez of the NWA to sit there and validate that result due to the fact that Mikey Blanton booked it.
I think that was the.
I knew I should have. I was telling Mike earlier on. I knew I should have boned up on Tiger Mask 4, but I was like, that never existed.
All right, Case, you get Shima open the Dreamgate title reigns at 2.5 during the decade.
During the decade, he was champion in 04, and he was champion in 08. So that would be under. He only had two reigns.
Two reigns is exactly correct. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Semp, you have the Kenta Marufuji GHC Junior Tag Title reign at 720 days, so 2 years. Was it more than that or less than that? They're a famous reign with the belt.
I'll go just under.
690 days, under is correct.
Yes.
That's a good one.
All right, Keith, your final question. Shows run by Hustle at 75.
Now, are we counting Hustle and Hustle House? And are we including after the Dream Stage Virus David stuff?
I'm going to assume so, yeah.
I looked at the history, though. Like, this is something where, you know, this is the first Hustle question. And honestly, it should have been all these questions should have been fucking Hustle.
yes, Joe, yes.
Because, like, that was something where this was the thing. Hustle was the thing that kept my love of Japan alive during all this stuff. I want to sit there and say, God damn it, that they had, what was the number that you gave me, Joe? Like
75.
Oh, it was more than that.
It was the over 104 according to Cage Match. I don't know what
over 104 wonderful events. Well, I mean, the thing is though, it's sort of like if you're looking for those people that are tuning in right now that never watched Hustle, you could forget about it after Hustlemania 2008.
All right, Akebono was birthed.
Yes.
So the great Okan could eat lemons. Think about that.
That's a dark thought.
All right, Case, your final question. New Japan Young Lions Cup, so everything in the decade at 4.5.
I feel like there were less than that under.
3 is correct, under. Nice. You got it. And Semp, your final question. Bryan Danielson title wins in Japan at 2.5.
Oh, man.
This is a good question, by the way.
I'm going with over.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the under at 2. He had the IWGP Junior tag title with Curryman and the brief run with the Noah Junior title.
Yeah, and he didn't have anything with 0-1 or something like that. I was hoping he had another outlier there somewhere. Shoot.
He had Ricky Fuji's best boy at one part. Sorry, I feel like Robert O'Connor right now, guys. I'm really loving it.
All right, so at the end of two rounds, we have...
I thought this was like Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the points don't count and you're just making this up, Drew Carey, before you're sitting there going to see fish at the Sphere and then sitting there wanting to put your stuff in a blender.
I was hoping for a lot more Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, I love CNR.
All right, so the end of two rounds. We have Keith in the lead with 7, Case right behind with 6, Semp with 3 as we head to the midpoint of List 'Em and Learn. For this game, I will give everyone a category, say everyone who competed in the G1 during the 2000s, and we'll say there were 75. Player 1 will give the number of how many they can name off the top of their head, and we'll say 20. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. If you say you can name more, you don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth till someone is challenged. Once challenged, you have to name the appropriate number of names, do so, and get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances with a chance to go first and also challenge. Now, Mike, this is for you and Case to start. I'm giving you the choice. We have 1 question about New Japan, 1 about Noah, and 1 about All Japan during the decade. Which one do you want?
I will take New Japan.
All right. So from 2000 to 2009, 23 men can say they were in a G1 final or a best of the Super Junior final. How many can you name?
G1 final or a Super Junior final? I could probably name, oh man, I'll say 15.
All right, we're going to start with 15, wow. Case.
You know what? I feel like I would like to hear Semp do 15.
Okay. I would love to hear this, by the way. So I'm really excited about this.
Why must you mock me like this?
I've been on this show like 4 times. I've never won. I've got a chance tonight.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. So so I just start here or what?
Yep. Just start naming.
Oh, God. Okay. Nakamura.
Let's see. Shinsuke Nakamura gives you 1.
Tanahashi.
Tanahashi gives you 2.
Tenzan won a couple. And more than a couple, I think. Yep. I think they were all in the 2000s, right? Okay.
You are correct. It's a 3.
Nagata did.
Nagata gives you 4. 01 and 07.
Makabe did before he got the title.
That gives you 5.
Kojima did.
Satoshi Kojima in 06 gives you 6.
Okada. Okada in Omega. Oh, wait, no, that's 2010s. Okay, God. Who am I forgetting? Goto? Yeah, because he would have won 1. That's when he started losing title matches and they had started having more.
Hiroki Goto gives you 7.
And can I just go back and forth?
Yeah, do however you wish to do it.
Okay, Liger?
Right, Jushin Liger was in 01.
Minoru Tanaka?
Minoru.
As Heat?
Tanaka gives you, he was in two of them, that gives you 9.
Because it would have been the beginning, so Kanemoto would have been in them, right?
Kanemoto was in a bunch of them. That gives you 10. We have 5 to go.
Oh, shoot. Did I say Kensuke for G1?
You did not.
Okay.
Say that name. All right, that gives you 11.
Juniors.
Mushroom.
Well, did Tiger Mask 4?
Tiger Mask 4 was in way too many of them, but yes.
Yeah, that's oh, believe me, I remember.
All right, we need 3 more.
Who was Nagata's partner that was a junior and he was there forever and I didn't really... Wataru Inoue. Wataru Inoue, for sure.
That gives you 13. Two more names.
Shoot. Oh, God. Are you helping me? Early 2000s. Damn. It doesn't... Like, yeah, I don't get tortured if I get one wrong, right?
Well, you'll get tortured. Hung.
Well, it was... Marufuji, or would that have been later? I'll go with Marufuji.
Oh, I'm sorry, he did not make.
This is a tough. I mean, this is an incredibly tough question. Like, I'm getting anxiety from your anxiety over this.
It's driving me nuts.
Not mentioned. Oh, I was gonna say, Gato went to the Best of the Super Juniors in 05. Akiyama in 03, that final against Tenzan. Kaz Fujita went in 05, kind of the Hashimoto Memorial run. Chono won it in 05. Nakanishi in 2000. Keiji Mudo, yes. That's who Nagata beat
Mudo,
in 01.
That's,
We had Masahiro Kakihara in 03. Milano Collection AT in 07.
Oh, shame on me for that one.
Someone named Prince Devitt in 09.
He was pretty good.
Otani in 2000, and Takayawa in 2000, and Takayama went to the finals in 02.
Takayama's Otani, shame on me.
Case, I'm going to give you, that's 2 points for you, so good job, I guess, just laying low on that one.
Yes. Fantastic.
You're just doing great because of other guys, old guys, forgetting shit.
All right, now, you get the choice, you get the All Japan or NOAH question.
I will gladly take the NOAH question.
All right, ooh. NOAH questions for you and Keith. All right, so from 2000 to 2009, 23 men can say they held the NOAH GHC heavyweight tag titles. How many can you name?
I'll say 10.
Going 10. Keith?
Oh, man. So that do we have to – is that 10 tag teams or just 10 men?
10 men. So
10 men. Okay. Yep. I'm going to sit there and say I'm going to name 12.
12? Wow, all right.
I think I could do 13.
13.
Let's go 14.
I would like to hear Keith do 14.
It worked last time.
All right. So the reason why I was trying to think of this, because fucking the GHD junior, I mean, this isn't the junior title, right? This is the regular tag team. Like real men here, we're talking about here. So I would think the double Takeshis, right?
Yep, that's true. Rikyu and Morishima gives you 1 and 2.
And then let's see. Okay. Mike's favorite person in the world, Bison Smith. He had it with Saito at one point, correct?
That gives you 3 and 4.
Okay. I knew Marufuji had it. I just don't remember who his tag team partner was.
All right. Marufuji gives you 5.
Let's see. God. Oh, Kobashi had it with Honda.
Kobashi Honda? Gives you, and it was Tamon Honda. That is 6 right. And 7.
And then the inaugural ones, because I was reading about this in a book about All Japan and NOAH a few days ago, were Scorpio and Vader.
Gives you 8 and 9.
Okay, hold on. I still got a few minutes here. So, okay. When the tag titles came out and they did the tournament, I was surprised these guys didn't win it. No Fia, Takayama, and Amori.
That gives you 10 and 11.
oh God, the fucking interpromotional bullshit with Nagata and who the hell was Nagata's partner here? Nagata was one, correct?
Yep, that gives you 12.
Okay. And it was fucking Tanahashi.
Tanahashi gives you 13. We need one more name.
Oh, man. And I didn't say, of course, the boss, Misawa and Ogawa, correct? Because Ogawa has been very good to me during this.
Well, Misawa gives you 14, and Ogawa gives you a bonus 15.
Okay.
You did it, Keith. Wow.
Well done. Well done.
Dirty dog.
The sad thing was, the whole time I could be thinking, I know that D'Lo Brown is involved here. I just cannot remember his fucking partner's name. So,
D'Lo Brown and Bull Buchanan, I believe, were.
Booyah, B squared.
Yep. We had Doug Williams, someone named Jun Akiyama, and Kensuke Sasaki. Keep leaving these names off.
Wow.
Muhammad Yone, Minoru Suzuki teamed with Marufuji, and Sugiera. We're the 23, but 2 points for Keith. Excellent job on that one.
Fuck. I literally feel during that time, guys, I've forgotten how to run now. So.
All right. We have one more question. All Japan. This comes down to Keith and Semp. So Keith.
My. Oh boy.
From 2000 to 2009, 15 men can say they were in the finals of a champion carnival tournament. How many can you name, Keith?
I'm going to go with seven.
Seven. All right.
I have to go with eight because I need to win.
Do you? Because I feel like I'm trying to remember these championship carnivals right now, and I'm trying to remember the finals. And like, I remember certain finals, but other finals, I'm just sort of like, oh boy. Let's go nine.
All right. Nine.
Oh God. Do I go 10? No.
And Mike,
I don't
on.
Know 10. Well, I should know 10. I mean, I've been doing it because damn.
Yeah,
thing.
But you do the podcast, it's over with, and it leaves your mind, you know?
I probably can't. I'll let Keith go ahead.
All right, Keith, we need nine names.
Oh, boy. Why did I say nine? I just wanted to be better than seven. Okay, so 2000 was Kobashi and Amore, correct?
That gives you one and two. Yep.
Okay. And then the next year, let's see. They came back and let me just see if I name the winners of this, maybe I'll remember shit, but it's hard. I know Kejimuto won at some point.
He won it. He went to the finals twice at least. That gives you three.
Okay.
Are you texting Adam right now?
I am. Let's see. Didn't Suwama win towards the end?
He did. That gives you four.
Okay. Old man Tenryu with his 53 years old one year. So I remember that.
2001. He was in the finals.
A good year. That was a fine year. Everyone was very happy back then. All right. let's see. What the fuck? Did I say Kojima already?
You have not. Do you want to guess Kojima?
I'm going to say Kojima.
That gives you six. We need three more.
Oh, good Lord. God. Oh, dude. How could I forget the flying sausage Jamal?
Jamal in 2005. Gives you seven.
Okay.
My God.
God damn it.
More.
How many more do I need?
Two more.
Minoru Suzuki won 1 year.
2009, he went to the finals. That gives you eight. We need one more name.
You're missing all the good ones, Dr. Keith.
Am I?
Yes.
Dude, was it fucking Rene Dupree in one of these fucking shits?
you're getting warmer.
But he wasn't in the finals. He was not in the finals, so I apologize for that. Like, God, I can't believe what the man, just one more to go. One more damn name that was in. I said Muto. I said Sasaki. It wasn't Matt Morgan. I could tell you that for sure. because that would be fillish. God damn it. I just need one more. What? Man, come on, brain. You need to be working here. It's like this is the time where my brain decides not to work.
It's not Tanahashi either.
Was it Tanahashi in one of these years?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
You are correct. He went in 2008.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where was Mike Barton?
Michael Barton in 2002, yeah.
How the Big fuck did I hand. Forget Mike Barton?
Mike Barton went Arashi in 2003, oh, Kazuhayashi in 2009.
Yeah, Swole Kazuhayashi.
Oh, he was very
Sasaki did it three Puffy times.
Hey, dude, I was just happy I remembered Jamal. Shouldn't we all be happy?
Taiokea did it twice and Kawada in 2007. Keith, wow.
Guys, this is really taking its toll on me. I feel the last two questions, I'm literally going to be just telling kids stories just to bypass any asking any total of question at all.
All right. So at the end of three rounds, Keith with 11 points, tremendous performance in that round. Case right behind with 8, Semp with 3. As we head to round 4, Partners in Crime. This game, I give you two names and a set of tag titles. You tell me who won the tag titles with both. So if I said Vader and Doug Williams in the GHC tag titles, hopefully you respond Scorpio. And let's see, titles are going to be the same for the first 4 questions, but the 5th will be separate titles because I ran out of ideas. So correct answers are worth one.
That's all that matters.
There you go. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. You have Naomichi Marufuji and Taiji Ishimori in the GHC junior tag titles.
Kenta.
Kenta is correct. Semp, you get Satoshi Kojima and Masahiro Chono in the IWGP tag titles.
Hiroyoshi Tenzan.
Tenzan is correct. All right, Keith. You get Jushin Liger and Wataru Inoue, the IWGP junior tag titles.
Tiger Mask 4.
Oh, it's Koji Kanemoto.
Damn it. Well, I was close.
All right, Case, back to you. You get Shinsuke Nakamura and Yutaka Yoshie, RIP, the IWGP tag titles.
Who would have Nakamura partnered with? I will continue to go back to an answer that hasn't been correct yet. I will say Masahiro Chono.
Oh, it's Tanahashi.
Mm.
They kind of did a super tag team with him and Nakamura for a bit. All right, Semp, you get El Samurai and Minoru Tanaka, the IWGP junior tag titles.
Liger.
Liger is correct. All right, Keith, back to you. You get Minoru Tanaka and Ryusuke Taguchi, the IWGP junior tag titles.
Oh, boy. Tiger Mask 4. I didn't study. I didn't study the juniors at all. So.
Oh, like, Prince Devitt.
Oh, man, that's right. The real rock and roller.
All right, Case, you have Shingo Takagi and Cyber Kong and open the twin gate. That was it.
Yamato.
Yamato is correct.
My best friend.
Yeah, you're a good man. Father Keith Lipinski.
Yes, Poppy, Chicago Poppy.
All right, Semp, you have Susumu Yokosuka and Genki Horiguchi, also the open the twin gate tag titles.
Oh, God. Teasy?
Nope, Ryu Saito.
The GM. He's one of the most powerful people in wrestling now.
Hey, Case, right. I got to ask you something. I'm sorry for the interlude, Joe. You know I'm a terrible person, so I'll just go ahead and throw this out there. What is the greatest intro to Dragon Gate? What do you think the pinnacle of the opening of the Dragon Gate show was? Because I still say, you know, that it Sting Me. Although as much as I like the cartoon, I'm thinking that still it Sting Me. I love that.
The cartoon's the best thing they ever did. I would personally like to commission a cartoon for the modern day roster.
Would be awesome.
That'd be great.
I just remember for a brief time period they used song Anchor by Less Than Jake, which is like a 30-second song they did. It was very on a comp and it was very deep cut and it was like worlds collide. Like holy shit.
In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking, maybe I can pull a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each 1. Now, when I buy Slab Packs at Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. I was able to open an Arena Club Slab Pack, and I'll be honest, it was a lot better than what you normally do. Say you go to a card show, and there's a random innocuous brown bag of cards, and yeah, you can open it, and look, it's going to be junk. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're probably going to get in those. Maybe you find that fun. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I like just opening up cards and saying, ah, hey, look at some random cards or whatever. But if you're really in this game to find value and find particular cards, it sucks to have to buy these mystery packs. And it ends up being, you know, almost nothing. You know, nothing of value. Not with Arena Club. You get a display, again, of all available cards, hit rates, grading. So you know that when you're opening up the slab pack, you are going to get something valuable. You are getting something good. And Arena Club, in addition to having those great slab packs we just talked about, is also a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, all that sort of stuff. But those Arena Club slab packs, man, they are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling, and you can have them officially graded by Arena Club as well. So again, setting these things off, it's going to be officially graded by Arena Club. And the Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform that you have to check out. So right now, I've got a special offer here for Voices of Wrestling Network listeners. You can get 10% off of your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. Now, that's a crazy offer. That's 10% off a $400 slab pack. $40 off right there. 10% off your first purchase. No matter what that purchase is, 10% off. Again, that's arenaclub.com/VOWnet. arenaclub.com/VOWnet for 10% off your first purchase on Arena Club. And we thank them for sponsoring the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally, and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They're on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived, and really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E EUFY Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, Keith, you have Taiyokea and Arashi in the All Japan tag titles.
Mudo.
Mudo, Keiji Mudo is correct. All right, Keith, back to you. You have Kaz Hayashi and Taru in the All Japan tag titles.
I'm going to say Shuji Kondo.
Oh, Satoshi Kojima.
Oh.
All right, Semp, you have Masato Tanaka and Akebono, RIP, winning the 0-1 tag titles.
Otani?
Otani is correct.
Nice one.
All right, Keith, you get Toshiaki Kawada and Jamal, the All Japan tag titles.
Kea. Taiyokea.
Taiyokea is
known,
correct.
Better known as Moss Man to you and me.
<That's>, Manakea.
If you're nasty, that's right. All right, Keith, your final question. Who won the GHC tag titles with Tanahashi and the All-Asia titles with Kendo Kashin?
Yuji Nagata.
Nagata is correct.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, Semp, your final question. The All-Asia tag titles with Nosawa Rongai and the GHC tag titles with Naomichi Marufuchi.
Minoru Suzuki?
Suzuki is correct.
Nice.
All right, and Keith, your final question. You have Yoshihiro Takayama in winning Noah's GHC and Manabu Nakanishi winning the IWGP tag titles.
Yuji Nagata?
That was Omori.
Damn it. Omori. That was my first guess. And I was just like, I had forgotten that he actually had that New Japan run. So, damn it.
All right.
Always go with your first instincts, especially when talking about members of No Fear.
Keith, how do we pronounce No Fear?
No Fear.
There we go.
They were the bat. By the way, I always will have great appreciation for their promo stylings in the year 1999, because it was just basically them just chatting all over each other, then looking at the camera and doing No Fear. Like, it really was. It was something where I really wanted the PPH theme just to be a No Fear promo.
All right. So the end of three rounds, we have Keith still in the lead with 13. Case right behind with 11. Semp with 7 as we head to our final round, the sprint. For this game, I will ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. If you do not know, just guess, because we don't go back. So, Semp, you're in third place. You're up first. Are you ready?
No, but let's do it anyway.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. R, O, and D stood for blank.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. R-O-N-D, oh, Renegades, Outlaws, Destruction. I can't remember.
That's not a bad guess. It's probably better than the actual answer of roughly Obsess and Destroy.
Yeah.
All right.
Dig it.
And you couldn't have an R-O-N-D without a Rosie, you know?
There you go. All right. The first Wrestle Kingdom main event was Tenzan and Kojima versus Muto and Blank.
I think it's an outsider. I'm going to say Chono, but it's an outsider, isn't it?
Yep, Chono is correct.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I was about to tell you it was Eddie Kingston's favorite wrestler before he found All Japan.
All right. Up until 2002, 0-1 used the blank title as its top singles title.
The AWA world title?
Ooh, it's NWA title.
And oh, that's right, Mr. Fred. Oh no.
Did you forget Mr. Fred?
Mr. Fred.
New Japan brought back the blank title in 2002 when Takayama won it in a tournament.
Oh, that goddamn NWF won.
NWF is correct.
God bless.
All right. Noah had an offshoot with a pink Mac and limited seating called blank.
Something with a Z, wasn't it? Oh.
Rosie?
No. Oh, shoot. Because it wasn't WrestleLand. That was New Japan's, one of theirs. Oh, I can see the name. Was it EX? Was it Noah EX? I know Adam liked it. Sem. Oh, no.
Sem without the P.
Man.
All right. Osaka Pro had a spinoff promotion located in blank.
Oh, boy. Dolphin's basement. Hanging in Black Buffalo's garage. Oh, I should know this, too. This is going to bother me. It's something city, I think. Oh, poop. I can't.
Poop city. Yes, it's correct, Mike.
Amamatsu city. I can't remember.
It was Okinawa Pro.
Okinawa Pro. Oh, no.
All right. The blank was a heel stable in New Japan in the early 2000s made up of shoe fighters.
Not G-Eggs?
Oh, it was a Makai Club.
Makai How could Club. You fucking forget this one,
well, because, well, now hold on, because the G-Eggs was a fighting group.
They
you know.
Were, but they weren't evil. They didn't have Maki Mask 3, 4, and 5.
Which one was Bob Sapp, 6?
I believe he was separate. He wasn't down with that Maki Club.
Super strong machine, you son of a bitch. You got me again.
All right, blank somehow won the New Japan Young Lions Cup twice in the 2000s.
Don't remember. I'll go with Inoue, actually.
Oh, it's Kenzo Suzuki.
Kenzo Suzuki. Oh, God.
The man.
Right.
Giant Vabo. Was he still there at the time?
Yeah, there's not enough hustle questions in this, by the way.
Yeah. Too much Narusei.
So if I lose because my brain power is very much at a minimal right now, where it's like, if there's a battery percentage, it's at 3. But I'll let you continue, Joseph. I'm sorry.
All right. Blank was a shoot-style promotion that featured Katsuyori Shibata between 2005 and 6.
Oh, God. It was there was WrestleLand, and then there was the other one. Oh, no. God. Son of a bitch. I hate myself for this. Oh, Alex, God, why can I not remember this? He's
screaming at his phone right now.
Oh, no. I should really be cheating right now. I don't know why I'm not.
You should be so cheating so much.
Oh, man. My God. God, I'm brain locked. I can't do it. I don't know.
Oh, Mike is not mad with attack. It's Big Mouth Loud.
Big Mouth Loud.
Strikes again.
Finally, thank God. The first Tohoku champion in Michinoku Pro was former Kaientai member blank.
Was it Tao?
No, it was Dick Togo.
Dick Togo, of course it was.
Togo.
Son of a gun.
Still stinking right. Up wrestling as we speak.
not any right. Worse than I just did.
Mikey had 2 correct answers on that, bringing you to 9 points. A valiant effort.
Yeah, a late era boogie woogie Jimmy Valiant era. Oh, God.
Quick case. Grab the glass coffee table.
All right, Case, you're up next. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. The first New Japan Cup was won by blank.
Hiroki Goto.
Oh, it's Tanahashi, actually.
Okay.
The main heel trio of Toriumon X was blank.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Sexy.
And sexy. That's not the answer here.
Well, man, how do you define a heel in Toriumon X when nobody was over? I'm going to guess it was the Sailor Boys.
The main heel trio?
Yeah.
I had the Salseros de Japón.
Okay. That wasn't Taiji's group. That was the other group, right?
No, it's Toriumon X. That would have been the Sailor Boys and all them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's okay. We're doing a Toriumon X retrospective in August. I'll study up then. That's coming up on Open the Voice Gate.
All right. Riki Choshu founded a short-lived promotion called Blank.
Riki Pro.
No, it was actually World 1 Japan.
Oh, God.
All right.
I feel like Semp now. This sucks.
Yeah, old.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, the first Differ Cup winners were Masato Yoshino and Blank.
Ultimo Dragon.
Okay, all right.
There we go. Back in the groove.
All right, New Japan started a sub-brand in 2005, headed up by Riki Choshu, called Blank.
Oh, now I'm going to panic, because I don't remember which one it is. This was Lockup, right?
Lockup is correct.
Yes.
Okay, there's a stable in DDT featuring Antonio Honda, Dick Togo, and Takamichi Noku, where they were all Blank.
Sexy.
I was going to guess annoying.
Some people find it sexy, some people find it annoying.
It was Honda, Togo, and who?
Michinoku. Takamichi Noku.
They pretended to be American?
Oh, Italian.
Oh, well, I feel like Toriyama might have done that before them.
Pizza Mikinoshu?
Tommy Rich would be rolling over in his Italian grave about that.
Yuji Nagata founded a stable of amateur wrestlers called Blank.
Laughter 7 was Sakuraba. Oh, God, was that... Did he call that Stack of Arms?
Oh, that was G-Eggs. Mike got this right somehow.
Oh. I was like, Seth and I are both jonesing right here for this.
Satoru Sayama started a promotion in 2005 called Blank before changing his name to Strong Style Pro Wrestling in 2019.
Was that Real Japan?
Real Pro Wrestling. We'll give you credit for that there.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Daisuke Ikeda started a promotion called Blank in 2005 that lasted until 2015.
Futen.
Futen is correct.
Zack Sabre Jr. worked there, never made tape. Very annoying. Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
All right, final question. Ultimo Dragon started the Blank promotion in 2005.
2005, he started Dragon Door.
Dragon Door is correct. All right. That gives you 5 case, giving you 16. You are currently in the lead.
It's a good feeling.
Man. Great.
I'm this coming back. Don't worry.
This is where I choke, guys. So get ready. Right.
Heath, you need 3 to tie, 4 to win.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go.
Have I used the phone a friend yet?
No, we don't allow that.
Because no, both my friends are on this call right now.
Just whisper it.
Big Japan had a disastrous promotional feud with Blank.
Every promotion that they had. Okay, Big Japan, during that time, God, was it FMW?
Oh, CZW.
Damn it. Oh, God. Oh, man, John Zanding's going to call me all pissed now. But
all right. Blank hosted the 2004 J-Cup.
Blank hosted was it Pro Wrestling Noah?
No, it was Osaka Pro.
Damn it.
The Tradition promotion was founded by Blank.
Fujinami.
Fujinami is correct. All right. In 2005, Antonio Noki sold his share of New Japan to the Blank Company.
Who did he fucking sell his Yuke's?
Yuke's is correct.
Oh, thank God.
All right, Chet Collier competed as Blank in Michinoku Pro.
Metal Master.
Metal Master is correct. Rising Star Blank suffered a career-ending injuries in a cage match against Tatsuhiro Takaiwa.
Boy. Tiger Mask 4.
No, it's Oshikawa.
Okay.
All right. The Akebono Ryoto Hama team went by the name of Blank.
The sexiest men alive. Team Too Sexy or Double Mountains or something like that. Oh, God. Ah, hold on. Let me think. You sure they weren't like the sexiest boys alive?
Nope. That's not what it stood for.
Big muscly men. I don't know here.
Mawashi Madness.
It's Team Smop. Super Megaton Ozumu Powers.
Yeah, I'm wondering why I didn't remember this. I think by that time I was trying to sit there and get every independent name doing an interview. So I think I've forgotten about that. So.
All right, Jushin Liger, Jado Gato, and Katsuhiko Takamura formed a New Japan stable called Blank.
CTU.
CTU is correct. Blank was an inanimate object that won the DDT Iron Man title during the decade.
Mike Sumper, BB's brain.
And with a ladder or plush doll or probably many, many others. And finally,
you're the one who told me to microdose before I came on here.
So I'm other than this Mountain Dew, I have been drug free today, Mike. So, you know, add the cocaine. But I'll go to the last question, Joseph.
Finally, Nobuhiko Takada was written out of Hustle in 2009 when blank.
Oh, fuck. How did Takada, I believe he heard one of my hustlations during the glory days, the Paresu Power Hour, which thankfully is not in season anymore. How did Takada die?
He joined Takada Fuchi on his flight home.
I believe Akebono ate Takada.
He was shot by his own deflected laser gun during a duel.
Now, see, you gave me a hustle question and I blank, but I appreciate a shout out to the Generalissimo.
Well, Keith, you had 4 correct answers. That gives you 17. You're the winner.
Oh,
the 5-star match game.
This is a beautiful, beautiful day. I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my brain that decided to work at certain points of this. Remember CT fucking you. I remember Kevin Steen wearing Jushin Liger's CTU sort of ascot that he used to wear. I'd like to thank Zach Arnold, Mike Semper Vivi, Adam Summers. I'd like to thank Dave Meltzer, Brian Alvarez. I'd like to thank Case and Sean Sloan, Alex Toussaint of Peloton fame. I would also like to thank the Academy for this wonderful, rich, deserving award. And I would love to plug AEW, but I'm not.
Normally, I have to get plugs out of people, but Keith just launched into his Oscar acceptance speech there. That's something else.
It was great. I literally, guys, this was so much fun. I do feel the worst headache I've ever had. So I really feel that I've stressed the Lipinski brain way, way, way too much. So, but this was great. I really appreciate it. I like any time that I could talk to Mike because I know he only has 27 podcasts to do. And, you know, Case and I are actually friends. We actually do see each other, you know, socially at hardcore shows and such. So it's very good not having to drop Case off at his house or his girlfriend's house.
We're moving in together. I haven't told you that. We got a new place. I'll tell you about it next time I see you.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, yeah, cool. So it'll be one place I'll be going to. Constantly.
Exactly. So, and it's right next to my current apartment. So you know exactly where it's at.
Oh, wow. That's a good place. I'm not going to mention it on the call because I don't want any of the Dragon Gate people, like, you know, sort of like, you know, pilgriming around there, you know, around that corners over there by the former Gold's Gym in Boys Town.
Hey, it's too late, Keith. Remember that USB you sent New Japan? Well, we got some bad news for you.
Oh, no. They'll have gotten they've gotten into my New Japan World account that I don't think I've accessed for a year.
All right. Well, I do have a tiebreaker. I always keep it in reserve in case we need it. And since I'll never use this again,
I hope
we may as well play it now. If ever, no, it's not a hustle question.
All right, Eric and Margaret. So.
All right. The question here, I'll give you something. You tell me the number you think is the appropriate number for that. You can just shoot me a DM or what have you. We'll see who comes the closest. Price is Right style. So the category is the number of matches Kenny Kobashi worked in Japan in the decade of the 2000s.
Well, you know, back in the 80s, they would work like double shots and have to go from, you know, Sioux City to Berwyn very quickly. So I would think... Yeah, this would have been a great question. I'm glad this wasn't used here today, really.
All right, so Casey, sure about this answer? I mean,
am I too low or too high?
You're skewing a little low, I gotta say.
Oh, really? I thought just his knees were shot to a point that he would have only worked so many matches.
No, he was pretty durable there. So
okay,
I'm gonna send you my idea.
I would have.
But then
no
you have
idea.
To think about which Noah tours did he work? Did he work
this was my hang-up.
Our devolving our evolution or navigation of our evolution or evolution of our navigation? Curious, you know. I'm really glad I spent so much time studying Noah tour titles. So,
God, I would have. I really have no idea. No, not a clue. I think it's too high. I don't know.
I gave you an idea via Twitter DM, Joseph.
All right. I have it here. All right. So we have Case with 130. We had Keith with 347 and Semp with an even 400.
Seems like too many.
Correct answer is 676 matches over the decade.
Oh, wow.
Just had so many six-man tags.
Yeah, that's true.
This is not counting any encounters with Samoa Joe or Wild Wade Chisholm in the U.S.
Yeah, where was the World League of Wrestling questions here, Joe?
Yeah, no Matt Murphy at all.
Matt Murphy says.
What do you think about Vader? Was he his good friend? Oh, no. He's a bad piece of shit.
Bad piece of shit.
Oh, my goodness. So excellent. This was such a great show, everyone. Keith, anything else you need to plug? You kind of went right into
see.
It.
So. Definitely AAW Pro back June 8th. Check out AAW Pro on all socials, and definitely check out Case's stuff on Dragon Gate, although I don't watch it. I'm sure Case does a fantastic job with it. Check out the, I believe it's now 48 podcasts that Mike hosts. I soon will be hosting God Semp Why, which is a retrospective of all the different podcasts that Mike has hosted through the years. Definitely, because it's still online, listen to the old Joel Gagné versus the World podcast. Those are some of the best podcasts I feel I've ever done. And anyone that has old PPHs, please burn them, because really I'm waiting for the one day where someone realizes all the stuff Mike and I used to say about Eskimos. So and we get canceled.
See, but, right there. They're Inuits, Keith. Inuits.
That's see, we're ready. I've learned a lot. And really, that's the most important thing about the show. But no, this was a lot more fun than I thought it was. And I really
Yeah, that's because you won it.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. I'm going to sit there and say, once I figured out that CTU piece, but you know, the part of me that's going to keep me up at night isn't the dog. It's going to be me not getting what happened to our precious Generalissimo. So if we can, please, a moment of silence for our Generalissimo Takata. Thank you. All right.
Okay. All right, Semp, you recorded a podcast while on this one, which is impressive.
Yes. Okay, well, you know, there is, of course, Wrestling Observer Live every day, 3 p.m., where I just chime in whenever Brian, you know, stares at the camera and needs to take a breath after a 9-minute rant about something. So you can catch me there. Find that at the F4W Online website. Or,
do you guys talk about wrestling ratings at all, Mike? Because let's enjoy the rating period from now until Raw is on Netflix, where we will not have to hear about ratings again, at least for Raw.
I cannot wait till that happens. No, then there'll be some other metric that everybody's going to get obsessed over. But yeah, talk about ratings there, as well as everything else going on in the world of professional wrestling. Also at F4WOnline.com, even though you wouldn't know it from this show, I do host the Adam Mike Big Audio Nightmare, which is the longest running Japanese wrestling radio show anywhere on the planet. It was birthed from the PPH, bastardized by Keith Lipinski, but that's available over at F4WOnline.com, including alongside the archives of the old Dr. Keith podcast, as he hypes everybody else's podcast. You can check out all of those old shows still up there because Keith owes Brian money. And that's why that's the way it is. You can also find me at the Mid-Atlantic Championship podcast. I don't do that all that often, but I keep the Patreon quite active with a whole bunch of writing and things like that that I do about way back in the day. And whenever Joe decides to do a Sting Part 2 or a whole retrospective upon the Four Horsemen, I would love to come back on this game and try to redeem myself, please. Also, there's the wrestling news every single day, 5 to 15 minutes long, thewrestlingnews.com. When you don't have a chance to listen to Dave and Brian fight for about an hour or so because you got to get the kids to school, you got a short ride to work, something like that, keep you updated on everything going on in the world of wrestling. And then the Black Wrestling Podcast, Bulls in the China Shop, on their Patreon. You can check that out at blackwrestling.com. So, yeah, I don't think I left anything out. But that's all right. There's always time to find another job.
Are you still doing the Good Times podcast, or has it been changed to a different Strokes Memorial podcast where you only talk about episodes of Growing Pains, or as I like to call it, what a PPH format looked in 2005?
Well, we actually, you know, it's got to retool some things now because we decided to start with what's happening now and there wasn't a whole lot happening. There was not a whole lot happening
at all. Even Martin Lawrence really didn't.
That's it. That's the only thing really. And then, you know, once you do that special episode, it's pretty much it. You need Mama D back.
Oh, yes.
All right, Case, tell us about Dragon Gate.
So by the time everybody's listening to this, we'll have a written review of Dead or Alive up on voicesofwrestling.com. That's one of Dragon Gate's big five shows of the year. This year, the promotion feels very hot going into it. There's a big five-way hair versus hair cage match on the show. I have a full written preview for that at voicesofwrestling.com. If you've never seen Dragon Gate before, you could read that article and be able to follow along with that show. Then there's Open the Voice Gate, which is a weekly Dragon Gate podcast with myself and Mike Spears. The most recent episode, by the time people hear this, will be a Dead or Alive review. But the one before that, we had on Jay Church, who is the English commentator for Dragon Gate and ran iHeartDG and DragonGateUSA.com and ToriumonUSA.com before that. He lives in Japan. He breathes Japanese, lives and breathes Japanese wrestling. And we did about 2.5 hours on a bunch of Dragon Gate things, but also just the state of Japanese wrestling. And there's some really important info in there about venues that are closing, venues you might be familiar with, entire regions of Japan that might be without wrestling soon because their venues are all closing down. It's really informative stuff. It's really important. And I'm pretty happy with that episode. So go listen to that.
Yep. That is a fantastic episode. It's always just super. I remember Mike Spears tried to wrap it up and you somehow went 50 more minutes on the back at the behest of Jay.
Well, what we've learned with Jay is that he takes about an hour and a half to warm up. And right when you think the episode is over, that is when he really finds his groove and he really starts spitting at that point.
Right. Always
Johnny Valentine.
All right. So this was a tremendous show. This was so great. And I want to thank everyone for being on and just end by saying the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at @5StarMatchGame with the number 5 or email us at 5StarMatchGame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. If you'd like to make a one-time donation, please visit our Red Circle page and click on the button. Our logo was designed by Rich Kreach, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. That is it. We will be back in a little bit. I have some fun ideas in the hopper, so we'll see what comes up. Until then, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye. Do you like wrestling trivia? Then check out the 5-Star Match Game, the pro wrestling quiz show. I'm Joe Gagne, and every episode, I grill 3 contestants with 5 rounds of power-packed wrestling trivia. We have over 30 evergreen episodes in the archives covering WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, and much, 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 much more. Play along at home and check it out today.